USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've got additional staff coming in. We've got additional on standby to come in.
On this Memorial Day Monday holiday, first responders and emergency officials in the Gulf Coast states are preparing for subtropical storm Alberto to make landfall later today.
We're preparing for the storm, and we'd ask the public to do the same.
That's Florida's Bay County Sheriff Tommy Ford. A state of emergency in place today after a town outside Baltimore, Maryland, was inundated with floodwaters yesterday. A flash flood rushing through Ellicott City's main street, sweeping away cars and damaging buildings. Over 7 inches of rain fell in a matter of about 5 hours. Keeping with tradition, President Trump will be marking today's Memorial Day observance with a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Attention computer users, as the FBI is urging everyone to reboot their routers to stop Russia-linked malware from spreading. A sophisticated malware system linked to Russia has apparently infected hundreds of thousands of internet routers, and the malware is reportedly able to block web traffic, collect information that passes through home and office routers, and disable the devices completely. The FBI says simply turning the router off for at least 10 seconds and then turning it back on will at least temporarily disrupt the malware if it's there. A Republican representative calls it horrible to have parents separated from their children even if they do cross the border illegally. Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina says
there is real bipartisan support for changing that.
He tells CBS's Face the Nation that conservatives and moderates, Democrats and Republicans all agree keeping a family together is the best strategy, and it's something they'll need to do and will address. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
More buildings are being lost to lava from the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. Civil defense officials now say 82 structures there have been destroyed by the erupting volcano, and over 2,200 acres are now covered in lava. The rumbling volcano also still producing dozens of earthquakes on the island. It seems a growing number of Americans are not taking their vacations this year. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Bankrate conducted a survey finding 49% responding they were not taking a vacation, with 50% of those people saying they can't afford it. 24% have other family obligations, while 22% indicated they can't take the time off. Greg McBride of Bankrate said there's 6 million employment positions open in the economy right now because employers can't find qualified workers, so a lot of people are tethered to their desk. I'm John Clemens.
It seems parishioners of the Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Hobbs, New Mexico, believe they saw a statue of the Virgin Mary crying last week. Church officials now want the area's Catholic diocese to investigate what they say could be a miracle. And a co-founder of Atari, who helped create the video game industry, has died. Ted Dabney founded the legendary company in 1972. He passed away Saturday at the age of 82. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.